A proposal for South Dakota's public school standards for American history was influenced by a conservative private college enjoying outsized influence among top Republicans. Michigan-based Hillside College's 1776 curriculum is seen as a rebuttal to the New York Times 1619 Project, which re-examined the United States' founding with the institution of slavery at the center. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem employed a retired professor from the college to develop the standards. In November 1922, seven land-owning white men brokered a deal to allocate water from the Colorado River, which winds through the West and ends in Mexico. The divvying up between Colorado River Basin states never took into account indigenous peoples or many others, and from the start, the calculation of who should get what amount of that water may never have been balanced. During the past two decades, pressure has intensified on the river as the driest 22-year stretch in the past 1,200 years has gripped the southwestern U.S. As water levels plummet, calls for reduced use have often been met with increased population growth. 100 years on, the future of the Colorado River is uncertain. An Oglala Lakota woman is calling upon leaders at her university in Denver to fulfill a promise they made last spring. Celeste Terry, a 30-year-old student of Applied Indigenous Law and Science at Metropolitan State University, said she and other Native students at the university were promised free tuition and fees by the university's top leader. MSU Denver President Janine Davidson made the announcement on May 6th during the university's first ever Native graduation ceremony. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.